Forecast today, increasingly breezy, sunshine and clouds going up to 63, only down to 60 tonight. And tomorrow, clouds and warm, a shower here and there in the afternoon, high 67 to 70. Sunday, mostly cloudy and cooler, high 55, but then likely back in the 60s for Monday and Tuesday, perhaps Wednesday as well. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400, WRJN.
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
And welcome in to this Friday, October 28th edition of the Cabranes Law Office. It's 10 minutes after 1 o'clock. And if you're listening to the radio right now, you're listening live, which means you can talk to the attorneys. We have John Cabranes in studio. Hello, Attorney Cabranes.
Good morning. Good afternoon, beautiful person.
Thank you very much. We have Attorney Jordan Schrader. Good morning, Attorney Schrader.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
It is afternoon, ladies. And we're just playing with the attorneys, as we like to do. And Attorney Shanaz Lakdawala, all of the Cabranes Law Office. Good afternoon, Shanaz.
Good afternoon, Glenn. How are you?
I have no complaints, but thank you for caring enough to ask.
Actually, it's always not all of the Cabranes Law Offices. We have Claire, who doesn't normally join us. She joins me on the Sunday show, which we do on Spanish radio. But she was in actually once early on in this process. Mm-hmm. You played music for her.
She requested music. I aim to please. That's what we aim to do with the Cabranes Law Hour. Please you with all things, all answers legal. The numbers are available to you now to call. If you have any legal question at all for the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office, the number at the radio station is 634-WRJN. That's 634-9756. As they refer to voting in Chicago, call early and call often. 634-WRJN, 634-9756. The number at the law office of the Cabraneses is 638-0529, 262-638-0529. And what is happening there, Attorney Cabranes?
Operators are standing by to take your call.
And they are taking your call to make an appointment, your first appointment and consultation with the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office is gratis. That means free. Jordan, why do you guys do the first consultation for free?
Well, we want to make sure that we can help the people, and we don't want to take them of their money if we're not able to help them. It just seems wrong.
Aren't you in business and in practice to make money, Shanaz?
Yes, we are, but we wouldn't feel right taking your money if there was nothing we can do for your case. So the first consultation is free so that we can sit down with you, you know, discuss the facts of your case, discuss your situation, figure out if there actually is a remedy for your issue.
Well, what if there is something that you can do? Is the consultation, the first one, still free?
It is still free, and then we have them either sign a retainer or come back. The second appointment is not free, so the second appointment will be $100. But usually, if they're retaining us and they're coming back, we'll sign the retainer agreement and start working on their case right away.
Well, I'll tell you what also is free is calling this radio station right now and talking to the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office on the Cabranes Law Hour. How convenient is that? The number, once again, is 634-WRJN, 634-9756 on this Friday afternoon. If you have any legal question at all, and we've had a lot of people, Attorney Cabranes, that have availed themselves of you guys on the radio station, and I know people that have actually come to your office.
You do?
I sure do.
Well, you know, attorneys are not allowed to comment on people that we talk to, so you'll pardon me if I just stare at you with a smile on my face and not say another word about it.
As you often do. A quizzical smile on your face, like, what the heck is this guy talking about? Well, this is a big weekend for me, as you know.
I know.
Lifelong Chicago Cubs fan. And it's been 108 years since the Cubs have won the World Series. Mm-hmm. It's been since 1945 that there's been a World Series game at Wrigley Field.
Did you clean out your bank account so that you could get a seat?
The answer to your yes or no question, counselor, is no. But I have a guy.
You have a guy.
I'm going tomorrow night.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Wow. Pretty pumped. Awesome. Now, we Cub fans, we're looking for all kinds of clues that this is our year. Now, here's some clues. 108 years. 108. 108. That's the magic number. In the San Francisco Division Series against the Giants, Javi Baez, the Cubs' outstanding second baseman,
hit 108.
Hit the decisive home run on Johnny Cueto's 108th pitch. There's 108 meters exactly from the left and right field foul poles of Wrigley Field to home plate.
But that would also be true in any other season, wouldn't it?
There's 108. This is why he's an attorney. There's 108 stitches in a baseball. The first, yeah. It's produced by the Spalding Sporting Goods Company. The very first manager of the Chicago Cubs was A.G. Spalding, the founder of the Spalding Sporting Goods Company, in 1876. 108 is a sacred number of yoga, and the Cubs' outstanding Cy Young Award-winning pitcher, Jake Arrieta, is a major practitioner of yoga. Tonight's starter for the Cubs, Kyle Hendricks, his birthday on December 7th, 1989, totals 108. But here's the kicker out of them all. The two movies, Back to the Future 2, and Taking Care of Business, both mentioned that the Cubs win the World Series. Both films are exactly 108 minutes long. Boom.
Wow.
Well, it seems that the stars have aligned for you.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with me? Well, the stars have aligned for you, folks. You can talk to the attorneys about all things legal. 634-WRJN, 634-9756 is the number. It's 15 minutes after 1 o'clock. It is Friday, the 28th of October, the last Friday of October 2016. And you can talk to the attorneys live and in person. 634-WRJN, 634-9756. So, we've got all these WikiLeaks coming out now about the Clinton campaign and the email scandals and all these things. But the case that the Clinton campaign makes is that with all the corruption that one could interpret as corruption that is in those emails, there is nothing illegal about anything that they've done.
Well, that's not true. It's not legal to send classified emails and over non-classified means, and so.
But the FBI determined that there was no intent for Elal.
But you haven't been following the news, Mr. Klein.
Yes, I have. I'm talking about up until this time. Let's see if our caller is following the news and what questions they have for the attorneys. This is the Cabranes Law Hour, and caller, you are on the air with the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office. Good afternoon. There you go. Well, you guys put your headsets on and everything.
I know. I feel wasted motion, wasted energy.
Well, if for whatever reason you got disconnected, call. Please call back 634-WRJN, 634-9756, or anybody else that wants to talk to the attorneys about any legal issue. You were saying, sir.
Well, I mean, just this morning the news broke that Director Comey, the director of the FBI, sent a letter to Congress indicating that they have, as part of a separate investigation, have discovered some additional emails that may reflect on their original investigation on Hillary Clinton. And although he didn't actually come out and say he's reopening the investigation, it would appear to indicate that they are reopening the investigation. So, you know, here we are, what, 9 days before the election?
Yeah, it's a week from Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a week from Tuesday.
And a lot of people, I've already voted. Have you guys voted yet?
Well, no, I'll tell you, election day for me is election day. I'm one of these people that takes the effort to start my day maybe a little bit earlier, go to the polls, and vote at the polls. I have never missed an election since I was 18 years of age. I think that voting day is voting day. I recognize that it's more convenient for people, and you want as many people to vote and express their opinions. You know, God bless you all if you've already voted. But for me, voting day is 9 days from today.
There have been a lot of people, and I've seen some very good opinions on this, that say that we shouldn't really want as many people to vote as possible. That while it is everybody's right, in the same way that everybody has a right to own a firearm, you won't want to have everybody owning a gun. You have to be educated and prepared and go through training. What do you say about that? That should everybody not be encouraged to vote, but should we want to have as many people vote as possible, even if they have absolutely no idea what the stake of the issues are?
Well, I'll take both of those issues. First of all, an armed society is a polite society as a general rule. And I wouldn't mind seeing everybody armed. It evens the playing field. You know what they said about Sam Colt? God made man. Sam Colt made them equal. With the craziness that's going on, I mean, you can say, well, it's the guns that cause the craziness. It's not the guns that cause the craziness. The guns are a tool. It's the crazy people that are killing each other. And if it wasn't guns, it would be some other form of killing each other, because, you know, these mass casualty things are really very few in number when you look at statistically how many people are injured through firearms, and then you start weeding out how many people actually commit suicide and things like that, and then you're left with clusters of, you know, single people being killed and injured, or a couple of people being killed and injured, you know, and a lot of that is criminal behavior of people either protecting their turf in drug wars and things like that. I don't necessarily believe that it's a bad thing for everybody to be armed. I think, you obviously have to draw the line at people who have shown that they can't follow the law. You have to draw the line, I think, at people who are crazy. But unless you do that, if you go beyond that, you're determining, you're making some determinations about who the government is going to allow to arm themselves and who is not going to be allowed to arm themselves. And I am a very strong proponent of the Second Amendment. I'm part of an organization that people join. Who have concealed carry permits, and in the event that you have to use your weapon, that they will not only, you know, they provide illegal insurance. And so what winds up happening is that if you wind up having to shoot somebody in self-defense, preferably, these people come in, they set you up with an attorney. In this area, I'm one of those attorneys on the list. We have some knowledge about self-defense and how these cases work and the laws that surround this in the state of Wisconsin. I'm not necessarily in favor of government determining, you know, within certain parameters. I'm not in favor of government determining who can own and who can purchase a firearm unless you meet certain criteria. Now, you know, the big talking point that Hillary Clinton makes with regard to, well, if you're on the no-fly list, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. And, you know, for the uneducated, that sounds like it makes a whole lot of sense. Because if you're on the terrorist watch list, why should you be allowed to go out and get a gun so that you can go out and kill a whole bunch of people?
It's a fair question.
Yeah, it is a fair question. The problem is, it's a lie. Because what happens is that what they're not telling you is that for many reasons, you can be on this no-fly list. And it's almost impossible to get off of the no-fly list. And so, essentially, what happens is if somebody who has a similar name to yours, if you share somebody's name, okay, now you're on the no-fly list, and good luck trying to get off of that no-fly list. So, you know, I those kind of things worry me. Government is kind of like is not a finishing tool. It's a demolition tool. So you can't do fine work with laws. And until they can figure out a way to tailor that, then I think that, I trust the American people. Well, all you have to do is look at Wisconsin. Concealed carry in Wisconsin really is a fairly new thing. And I remember that when there was a big issue about whether concealed carry would be allowed in Wisconsin, people were going on and on and on how there'd be blood in the streets because people would, it'd be like Dodge City. That hasn't turned out the case. Why? Because most gun owners are responsible gun owners. You have some who are have a criminal element. But you know what? It's like saying you're not going to get a license because you might be able to drive drunk. That doesn't make any sense to me either. So my newfound party, I used to be a Republican. My newfound party, the Libertarian Party, likes to keep government out of your life. That's really been my view for a very long time. I found a home. So, on that issue. Now, we started talking about guns on some other, there was another question, and I have absolutely no idea what that other question was.
Should it be important for everyone to get out and vote?
Oh, should it be important? Well, yes.
Let me interrupt you, but thank you very much, Shanaz. We'll get back to that. We're on the Cabranes Law Hour. He's Attorney John Cabranes. We have Attorneys Shanaz Lakdawala and Jordan Schrader, also from the Cabranes Law Office, ironically. And the number to call to the law office is 638-0529. 262-638-0529 will put you in touch with the Cabranes Law Office. You can make your appointment for your complimentary consultation. But right now, we are live on the radio with these attorneys, and you can call them and ask your questions right now. 634-WRJN is the phone number to call. 634-9756 on any issue legal. You would be amazed at the profound nature of their knowledge about the law. And if they can't help you, they know somebody who can. Okay, so on guns, obviously every state, even every local municipality, has different laws. What is the current state of gun laws in Wisconsin? What can you do? What can't you do? What do you have to do?
Well, that's a question that it would take us more than the 35 minutes that we have left. But
you have 1 minute.
as a general rule, the state of Wisconsin passed a law several years ago, which says you can't make a tougher law than what the state law is. So state law generally controls on these kind of things. And for if you want to carry a gun out there, you are absolutely, as long as there are no disabilities, in other words, you can't have a criminal history of the type that would prohibit you from carrying a gun. You can't have any mental infirmities. I believe that you have to be a citizen. I don't even think the residents can, legal permanent residents can carry. But you can carry either open carry or you can carry concealed.
So somebody can carry a gun in a holster on their hip if they want.
And from time to time, you may see me doing that. There is no prohibition.
Can we have the Magnificent Seven music play while you're walking into the radio station?
Well, as long as my spurs don't get in the way, yeah.
Ooh.
But here's the thing. It makes a lot of people uncomfortable. It makes a lot of people uncomfortable. And I guess, my position is get over it. Because the law permits it. Now, the problem with a lot of pro-Second Amendment groups is that they're loaded with extremists. And that's probably not a bad thing, because the anti-Second Amendment groups are loaded with extremists, and they kind of cancel each other out. But the real problem is with the some of these I hate to use the term, but I'll use it anyway. Gun nuts is that sometimes they push the envelope a little too far. Now, it was either last year or the year before. I think it was in Sheboygan where they had some type of a summer festival thing, and some people showed up at I think it was a farmer's market, actually. Some people showed up at the farmer's market with AR-15 slung on their backs. And they were trying to make a point. I think their point is a stupid point. But it's their right to make that point. It's their right to make people uncomfortable. But the problem is, the more uncomfortable you make people, the more likely you are to get laws that limit your right to do exactly what you're advocating for people to do. So there's a happy medium in there somewhere. Probably slinging an AR-15 over your shoulder and going to the farmer's market probably is not part of that happy medium.
I don't know. Sounds like a good time to me.
You know what? the cops were involved. Surprisingly enough, people were a little upset.
I guess. And
called the cops on them. Unfortunately, that's what they want you to do, because they're looking to get the exposure and right. to create the situation. You have a right. You have a right to carry, and you know the law in Wisconsin is if a business doesn't want you to carry, they're supposed to post a sign at the entrance, at every entrance, that says essentially no weapons allowed. And if you violate that, you can be committing a misdemeanor offense.
Well, if you do commit a misdemeanor or an offense of any kind, you can call the Cabranes lawyers at the Cabranes Law Office. The number to call at the office is 262-638-0529. That's the Cabranes Law Office number, 262-638-0529. The number to call at the radio station to talk to the attorneys is 262-634-WRJN, 262-634-9756. Caller, you are on the air with the attorneys.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm wondering if the establishment puts up a sign that you cannot bring your guns in. Are they willing to protect us if something happens?
Well, the law in Wisconsin is that it creates liability on behalf of the store owner or the property owner if they put that sign up, because the way it works now, or at least it's supposed to work now, is if there is no sign up, then there is no liability for, violence that may occur on those premises. Somebody brings in a gun and starts shooting up the place. Theoretically, if you allow people to be carrying a gun in the place, they could end that interference fairly quickly. But when you prohibit somebody from defending themselves on the premises, then you are accepting the liability that if something goes wrong and somebody comes in and shoots the place up, you've essentially denied the opportunity of your customers or the people who are coming to see you to defend themselves, and you are accepting that liability. So there is liability on behalf of the property owner who puts up those no guns welcome signs.
Caller, thank you very much for your call, and now that number is available to you at 634-WRJN, 634-9756. We will continue to take your calls for the attorneys from the Cabranes Law Office on the other side of the Great Tom Carco's News in 1 minute.
Nelson's has it all for Halloween. Color hairspray, makeup, wigs, trick-or-treat bags, and candy. All full Halloween.
63, only down to 60 tonight. And tomorrow, clouds and warm, a shower here and there in the afternoon, high 67 to 70. Sunday, mostly cloudy and cooler, high 55. But then likely back in the 60s for Monday and Tuesday, perhaps Wednesday as well. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400, WRJN.
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
The Cabranes Law Hour is conveniently brought to you by the Cabranes Law Offices, LLC. No attorney-client relationship is being created. This show is intended to provide legal information and not legal advice. The attorneys have neither the time or the information during this particular show to fully review your particular legal issue. Be aware that in some cases, time limits may apply in the prosecution of your case, and you should seek legal assistance as soon as possible. Cabranes Law Offices, LLC, makes no representation that the information provided today has specific application to your particular legal issue. It is WRJN's Cabranes Law Hour. It's 22 minutes until 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. We're taking your calls for anything legal on your mind for the attorneys from the Cabranes Law Office. We have Shanaz Lakdawala, Jordan Schrader, and Jack Cabranes in the studio. The number to call is 634-WRJN. That number, anything you have on your mind that is of a legal nature, 634-9756, and you will be on the air with the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office that you can call to make your own appointment at 262-638-0529. That's the law office phone number, 638-0529. So, Jack, before the break, we were talking about the fact that it is a constitutional right to bear and own guns, and we kind of led into the conversation with wondering, is it a good idea to have everybody who has the legal right to vote vote, because obviously a lot of people go to the polls completely uneducated about the issues, and they're just out there because people tell them they're supposed to vote.
You know, I don't know what Shanaz and Jordan think about it, and I guess we can find out about them in a minute. But the argument, as I understand it, against limiting certain amount of voting is that you want informed voters, people who understand the issues and people who are going to make a rational decision and people who are basically going to be advancing the best interests of the country, as opposed to low-information voters who just go in there and just vote a straight Republican ticket or a straight Democratic ticket. Here's the problem I have with that. I think everybody should vote. I think if we could basically get 100% voter turnout, that would be great. Once the government starts to make rules as to who should be able to vote and who shouldn't be able to vote, that kind of brings back things like, the poll taxes and literacy tests for voting and things like that. And those are troublesome because, generally speaking, those kind of things are usually targeting minorities and essentially people on the lower end of the socioeconomic ladder. And in fact, those are probably the largest percentage of low information voters anyway. The answer is not stop them from voting. The answer is go out there and educate them.
Well, there's a difference between stopping them from voting or having government regulations for who should vote other than citizenship and age. That's one thing. But it's another thing to say that everybody should get out and vote. We just want you to get out and vote, get out and vote. That is akin to saying everybody get out and own a gun. Everybody get out and own a gun, because you have the right to own a gun within certain restrictions. It's not a good idea for everybody to have a gun. Is it a good idea for everybody to vote?
I think that if you're overage, if there is no mental issue that would prohibit you from making a rational decision, that you should vote, whether or not you are a low-information voter or not. Because here's the problem, Glenn. Where do you draw that line?
I'm not suggesting any line be drawn. I'm just suggesting maybe everybody should not just be encouraged to vote. That people are often made to feel bad if they don't vote. For example, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps if you're a low information voter and don't know what that means, you shouldn't vote. How about that? Shanaz, do you think?
I would think that encouraging people to vote is important, because maybe it'll force them to get out there and, educate themselves on the issues, and then find what they agree with, what they don't, and find the candidate that they believe will represent that. So I think it's important to encourage people to vote, because it gives them a sense of responsibility, and they have a right to do it, so they should do it.
Jordan, you know what the number one statistic of who usually wins the presidency, right, in this country?
I don't.
Who would you most like to go out and have a beer with? That's the number one priority of the American people.
I can see that we're hosed
at this point then, because I wouldn't want to have a beer with either one of these two people.
Because after you would go out and have a beer with one of those two people, you would need to be hosed down.
Pretty much.
See what I just did there?
Yeah, I see what you did, dude.
Obviously, what we're about at the radio station, and by just virtue of you having this this radio program sponsored by your law office, the Cabranes Law Office, we want to educate people on things legal, on a lot of issues. Last week, you had a wonderful forum with the two candidates for the Racine County District's Attorney Office. We had the Republican Trish Hansen in, and along with the Democrat Thomas Binger. That was not boring.
No, and in fact, it was dripping with hatred on both sides.
Not how I would characterize it, but it's your show.
Well, you know, I mean, if you listened last week, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you heard them on multiple occasions call each other liars things like that. Yeah. So.
And by the way, it's available on the archive.
Yeah.
All you just got to do is go to WRJN.com, which all the Cabranes Law Hour shows are there. But that one is definitely particular to a good one to go and look up and listen to.
Yeah, it made for very good radio. I was happy to see them engage each other. And it kind of brings to the forefront the question of why is it that when people run for political office, they must destroy each other. I think that from my point of view, I mean, neither one of them covered themselves in glory in terms of name calling, but there was clearly one that was definitely being far more aggressive, and if you listen to the show, you know exactly what I'm talking about name calling and about behaving. I think less
well compared to our national candidates. I thought for president, I thought they did quite well, and I think they also demonstrated a proficiency in the law and in the office that they are seeking.
Well, yeah, and that's clearly they did, and I have said this now for the last 3 months, and I will continue to say it. They are both qualified candidates. I think will both be excellent district attorneys for the county of Racine, and I think they got caught up in the heat of the moment and the heat of the campaign, started name calling. If you listen 2 weeks ago, you'll know that I endorsed Trish Hansen. I think I've known Trish Hansen for 20 years. I trust Trish Hansen, and I trust her in the one area that for a criminal defense attorney is critical, and that is I trust her to be fair. Because if you have somebody, and there was some conversation about the Kenosha County District Attorney and how the Kenosha County District Attorney has hidden the ball a couple of times, that's the problem when you have a district attorney.
What do you mean by hidden the ball?
Well, he has been reprimanded by the Supreme Court for the back 15 years ago. I think it was the first time he was reprimanded. Maybe it may have been a little longer than that, but he essentially withheld evidence in a homicide case.
What's that got to do with Tom Binger?
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with Tom Binger. What I'm saying is that I know Trish Hansen. I've worked. Not with Trish Hansen, but we've been adversaries for 20 years. I don't agree with every position that she's taken on cases, but you know what? You can't say, nobody can point to Trish Hansen and say, Trish is acting in bad faith, or Trish is being dishonest in some fashion. Trish, I think, is extremely honest. She's like I said, comes back to being fair. When people, you look at this program that they've just started here in Racine County, the marijuana mm-hmm. program. For years and years and years, we try to get people to start a marijuana program similar to this in Racine County. We're basically first offender marijuana, somebody who's charged with a first offense marijuana, possession of marijuana, can go through a program and essentially not have a criminal record based on that. You know, and it's only been really in the last few months since, you know, Trish has had more of a voice and more of an active role in pushing this, the district attorney's office forward, that we now have a program that will spare some people from having a possession of marijuana record. Now, you think to yourself, you say to yourself, it's a possession of marijuana. What's the big deal?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what the big deal is. It's a really big deal. Because under the Wisconsin statutes, a possession of marijuana, if you have one possession of marijuana, it's a misdemeanor offense. A maximum penalty is 6 months in jail, okay? The problem is that you pick up a second marijuana offense, okay, or second...
No, I'm not saying that the offense is no big deal. I'm saying, why are we even prosecuting people who have marijuana?
Well, that's a different issue, and see the problem.
That's my problem with Attorney Hansen.
Well, I understand.
As opposed to Banger,
I understand.
We're going backwards on it. That's the problem.
I don't disagree with you that people shouldn't be prosecuted for small amounts of marijuana. I think it's stupid. I think it's counterproductive. But you know what? Until the statutes of the state of Wisconsin are changed to allow... Judge Barry, Dennis Barry was one of my favorite judges in this county. And Dennis Barry, I've lost count of the number of times that I was in misdemeanor court where Dennis Barry would have a simple possession of marijuana case in front of him, and he would grab the statute book, and he would shake the statute book at the defendant and say to him, where does it say in this book that it's illegal for everybody except you to smoke marijuana? Okay? And so I agree with you, Glenn. I think that these marijuana laws are stupid.
They're archaic.
They're moronic because
it's a complete waste of time.
Money.
And jail space and people's lives. People say that if you smoke marijuana, it's going to ruin your lives. We know that at least the last three presidents have smoked weed.
Oh, look.
Bill Clinton didn't inhale.
He didn't inhale. That's right. We have to remember that. But, you know, look, marijuana laws are stupid. They start with...
But Trish Hansen wants to keep the marijuana laws.
But Trish Hansen doesn't have a say in that.
I understand, but doesn't that indicate something about other positions that she may hold?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I really don't. A prosecutor's job is to uphold the law, okay? My job as a defense attorney is to either prove, or actually not prove, but essentially create doubt that my client violated the law, or try to resolve the case in a fashion that benefits my client in the long run. Having a program like the one that Trish Hansen has put in place on marijuana programs, that is a fair. It gives somebody sort of the benefit of the doubt. It gives them the opportunity to take this class and presumably not smoke marijuana again, although you and I both know that they probably 5 minutes after they take the class, 5 minutes after the case gets dismissed, they're going to light up somewhere. You and I understand that, and we get that, but it gives them the opportunity at least to look at the situation and say, I don't want to take, I've been through this, it cost me a ton of money and lawyers, it cost me court costs, it cost me whatever, and I don't want to be put in a position anymore where I have to spend that kind of money.
Well, if you guys have not heard the show, again, it's on the archives, it's just the Cabranes Law Hour 1 week ago today. It's just at WRJN.com. It was the forum with Trish Hansen and Tom Binger, the candidates for the Racine County District Attorney's Office. The number to call right now, you still got time to talk to the attorneys, at 634-WRJN, 634-9756. It's 8 minutes until 2 o'clock on Friday. Any legal issue at all that you want to talk to attorneys Shanaz Lakdawala, Jordan Schrader, and John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office here on the Cabranes Law Hour. The number to call the office at is 638- 0529-638-0529. Operators are standing by to make your appointment for your first complimentary consultation with the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office. So you talk about district attorneys do not make the law. We've had a thing happen in this country, just maybe it's just been in this presidential cycle, so many things have happened during this election cycle, where now the candidates are saying exactly what their choices for the Supreme Court should do. Before a justice has any opportunity to look at the law, they're saying, for example, Hillary says that they want to have justices overturn Citizens United. Trump says that he wants to have justices that will overturn Roe versus Wade. What happened that we're not supposed to have litmus tests for Supreme Court justice nominees?
Well, you know, I don't know. But I will just remind everybody of Harry Blackmun. And for those of you who don't know who Harry Blackmun was, Harry Blackmun was a Nixon appointee. He was supposed to be a very conservative Supreme Court justice. And Harry Blackmun is also known as the author of the Roe v. Wade decision, which is about as non-conservative as you can get.
Okay. What about Earl Warren? He was Eisenhower's appointee. Or David Souter was George H.W. Bush's, right, one of the most liberal. How come there's no conservative judges that come out of liberal presidential nominees? Why does that ever happen that way?
Well, I mean, you know, your guess would be as good as mine.
It is kind of fascinating, though. You never have a Democratic president nominate a person to the Supreme Court who turns into a conservative, but it happens on the other side all the time. I wonder what's up with that.
I think it's...
I have a theory, but I'm not going to say it on air.
Why? Why, Shanaz?
I don't want to offend people.
It's just a theory.
We're all about offending people.
Well, and obviously Jack is willing to offend people. Obviously, I am too. Please, I'm sure you will couch it in a way that will not be offensive.
Because on certain issues, they suddenly have logic and they start reasoning a little bit better. And that's why they seem to turn out to be liberal.
Spoken as a true liberal.
But gave you a rim shot on that.
I know. Wow. I'll just say this. The opposing view to that could be that the opposing
That's
view
why
to
I
that.
I don't want to get myself.
No, you're in trouble. You know. Listen, we're all beautiful humans here.
Just swing by the office later and pick up your last paycheck. the opposing view to that could be that, you know, if anybody believes that the media itself doesn't have a liberal bent, you haven't been paying attention. And I think what winds up happening with a lot of these conservatives is when they make a decision that is not a conservative decision, the media starts to immediately talk about, you know, what a brilliant decision it is and what a great guy, you know, and so on and so forth. And they like the attention and they like being thought of as a very smart guy.
Or gal.
So then they start moving towards the center or even farther. You know, in response, I challenge anybody to say that Antonin Scalia was not a very bright man and was not a guy who practiced almost as a weapon, wielded logic, and would beat people over the head with an argument. And they were solid legal arguments when he did it. So to say that, you know, the lefties or the liberals use logic, and that's why everybody, you know, that is, I think simplistic. But I think...
Are you calling Shanaz simplistic?
Well, I think that particular argument is simplistic. but
it was intriguing nonetheless. You know that Antonin Scalia and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Scalia the conservative on the court, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one of the great liberals on the Supreme Court, best friends.
Best buddies.
Yeah,
yep.
Which means you and Jack can still be friends too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, even when she's walking the unemployment line.
I don't believe that to be true for a second. So now, Ted Cruz, the Texas senator, as recently, like I think yesterday, actually made the case that we don't need a ninth Supreme Court justice, that we're good with eight. We there's precedence for it, and that the Republicans will not be considering any of Hillary Clinton's potential Supreme Court nominees.
Well, you know, folks, elections have consequences, okay? And it is the prerogative of the president to appoint to the Supreme Court. The Congress, specifically the Senate, has an obligation to advise and consent. You don't have to consent, but you do have to at least give them the opportunity to make their case. For reasons that should be really obvious to anybody who's listening now, I'm terribly afraid of a Clinton appointee. But that doesn't mean that she shouldn't have the opportunity to do it.
This is the Cabranes Law Hour. We're talking with John Cabranes, Jordan Schrader, and Shanaz Lakdawala, the attorneys of the Cabranes Law Office. Caller, you are on the air with the attorneys.
Oh, yes. My name is Joe. And I got a question for you. It's like for the CCW carrier law.
Yes, sir.
I know this young person a while back. He got in a little trouble with a live-in girlfriend. And he caught a misdemeanor case. And he's about 63 years old now. And he tried to get his CCW license. He went to take the test at Greenfield Police Department, as far as train up for the carrier CC. All that went through. And then when he went to apply for the CCW carry license, He was denied from what happened in the past. Okay, now this gentleman, he also 30 years on his job, 23 in the reserve, all retired, married, and how do he go about getting that off of his record so he can be legally with a CCW carry.
Caller, first of all, do you have a pen and something to write on?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to give you the number of the law office, the Cabranes Law Office. Mm-hmm. And this is going to obviously take more than the attorneys have to talk about it here, but you can make an appointment there right now for a free consultation, okay?
Okay.
All right, the number's 262-638-0529. 262-638-0529, and we really appreciate your call.
Yeah, just a really short answer to your question. Domestic violence convictions will impact whether or not you can get a CCW. Domestic violence convictions under federal law, and what people don't understand is there's two different definitions of domestic violence. There's what the federal government considers domestic violence, and then there's what the state government considers domestic violence. So under either of those, if somebody has been accused of a crime of domestic violence, that absolutely impacts their ability to get a firearm. Now, there are some ways that you can try to collaterally attack that conviction. There are some ways that maybe you can ask for a pardon. There are ways to handle that and try to get your record cleared. But so long as you have a domestic violence conviction, and that's what it sounds like from that call, you're kind of barking up the wrong tree because you're not going to be able to get a...
But it's definitely worth calling the office. The Cabranes Law Office phone number is 262-638-0529. On any legal issue, if you want to talk to the attorneys, the first consultation is absolutely free. 262-638-0529 puts you in touch with the Cabranes Law Office. This has been the Cabranes Law Hour. We will see you people next week after the Chicago Cubs are crowned world champions for the first time in 108 years.
And I wish you luck.
Thank you very much.
This has been a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Get your questions ready and tune in again next Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock for your chance to call in right here on your radio friend WRJN.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee.
a Magnum.media station.